Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
What's up, Stoke Warriors? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy roller coaster called life. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, barreling through a tunnel of negative thoughts? Yeah, I get it. We all have those days, those moments where self-doubt whispers in our ear or past experiences cast long shadows over our present. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of these mental demons. This is where Stoic Mindset Reset comes in your daily dose of wisdom and practical strategies to reclaim control, foster calm, and build an unshakable sense of self. Today, we are diving deep into a critical skill. Breaking free from those pesky negative thought patterns that can hold us back from living our best lives. Think of it as mental spring cleaning, getting rid of the clutter that weighs us down and making space for clarity and positivity. Ready to ditch the negativity and step into your power? Let's do this. First up, understanding the enemy. Negative thoughts are like those pesky weeds in your garden. They sneak unnoticed and can quickly take over if you don't address them. They can be anything from self-criticism and worry to fear of failure or even resentment towards others. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free. Pay attention to those internal voices, identify the recurring themes, and start questioning their validity. Next, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as gospel truth. Remember, your mind is a powerful tool, capable of both incredible creativity and destructive thinking. When a negative thought pops up, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this claim? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? Often, by stepping back and analyzing the thought objectively, you'll see it for what it is, just a fleeting mental blip, not necessarily a reflection of reality. Now, let's talk about reframing. Think of it like putting on rose-colored glasses, but consciously choosing to focus on the positive aspects of a situation. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, try to identify the lessons learned or even silver linings. Remember that story of your friend who bombed the presentation. He could have spiraled into despair, but he used it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Next up, practice mindfulness. It's all about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Imagine yourself sitting on a calm beach, watching the waves roll in and out. You don't fight the waves or try to control them, you simply observe their natural flow. The same principle applies to your thoughts. Let them come and go without getting swept away by them. Meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even taking a walk in nature can help cultivate this sense of mindfulness. And finally, remember that progress takes time. It's not about erasing negative thoughts altogether, but rather learning to manage them effectively. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and don't let setbacks discourage you. Think of it like a marathon, not a sprint. Let me tell you about this one time I was prepping for a big presentation, the kind that can make or break your career. My mind went into overdrive, replaying past failures and whispering doubts in my ear. I felt paralyzed with fear. But then, I remembered something my Stoic hero, Epictetus, once said, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume me, I took a deep breath, reminded myself of my strengths, and focused on delivering valuable content. And guess what? The presentation went off without a hitch. It was a huge success because I chose to shift my mindset, embrace the challenge, and trust in my abilities. So there you have it, 5 powerful moves to break free from those negative thought patterns and reclaim your inner power. Remember, you're not at the mercy of your thoughts. You have the power to choose which ones you focus on and how you respond to them. Now go out there, conquer those negative vibes, and make today a day to remember. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little Stoic boost. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep rocking that Stoic mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.